As we continue on, I have a question for you. Is there life after 60? And a person who's joining us right now who's produced several documentary films has the answer of a resounding yes. Her name is Melissa Davey. She is a documentary filmmaker who's produced several films. Melissa, thanks for your time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
Tell me your story. Obviously, you have several of these films which are available, but tell me about your journey to getting to this point where you wanted to document that turning 60 is certainly not a bad thing, but a time to look at maybe new opportunities.
Absolutely. I was 65 years old at the time, sitting in a long corporate career, and, you know, pretty happy with it. No ageism there, so I didn't have to leave. But there was something about turning 65 that made me start to consider that there might be, you know, life after this, and it wouldn't just be something called retirement that meant maybe moving to Florida and sipping, you know, drinks with umbrellas in a rocking chair. And, you know, so I started making a list of all the things that I wish I had done in my life. And film was nothing more than a fantasy. I had loved film since I was a child and would read about directors and filmmaking, but I never even considered it because, you know, you grow up thinking that you're supposed to do what you're trained to do or what your parents expect you to do or what, you know, the social world expects you to do. So I never did anything with it. And it was just one of those times when I thought, well, you know, why didn't I do these things? Why didn't I learn to play a saxophone? You know, why didn't I write a book? Why didn't I make a film? And the answers were kind of interesting, and it was mostly based around fear. You know, like, if you're not trained to do something, how could you possibly do it? But then something clicks when you're in your mid-60s. You realize how confident you've become because you've been through every trial and tribulation you can imagine. And you realize, well, when I started this job, I really didn't know what I was doing, but I learned it, made mistakes, learned from them, and improved over time. So I thought, well, why not? And then a very curious thing happened. One day I ended up on the set, and that's a separate story, on the set of a movie with M. Night Shyamalan, watching him direct. And at lunch, he said to me, "What do you do for work?" And I tried to explain my big corporate career to somebody who had only been in a film his entire life. And he kind of looked at me quizzically and he said, "Well, oh, what do you really want to do?" I said, "Oh, I want your job." And he said, "Well, you better hurry up." And honestly, that was the day that the bricks hit me in the stomach. And he was kidding, but it just moved me to a point where I realized at 65, if I was going to do anything else, I better hurry up. So I did. And now at 74, you know, I have a couple of films out there and they're doing really well. And it's like a new lease on life. And my films are designed to tell the stories of older women.
Why did you decide to go that direction?
You know, it was more or less a question to myself about, okay, well, you haven't been trained in filmmaking, so you probably shouldn't start with writing a script. What could you do that would make sense? And I thought, well, gee whiz, I could do stories about women like me, older women who have great stories to tell, but are probably never heard because they're not celebrities. And I knew right away, if I'm going to make a film, a documentary would be the easiest thing for me because it would be just the retelling of stories of different women. And it made sense. It seemed like the easiest way to go.
Well, let me ask you this. You heard a number of these stories, and these are encapsulated in these films that you've created, and we'll let folks know where they can view them later. But how did hearing these stories and documenting these stories change you?
What they made me realize is that women who are older have incredible resilience, that they're still relevant, and that they're still doing incredible things, many of them doing their second, third, fourth acts. And we don't hear about them because they're not Oprah or they're not Jane Fonda or Lily Tomlin, but they have just as fascinating a story as those celebrity individuals. And to not hear from women, I think, is a real shame. So it was, you know, my hope that if I put these stories out there, that it would inspire men, women, younger people, older people to realize that just because you have a number next to your name doesn't mean that the party's over.
Her name is Melissa Davey, and there's a lot of different, the films are available on a lot of different platforms, but maybe the easiest thing for us to do is plug the website, Melissa Davey, MelissaDavey.com, and jump off from there. We have run out of time. Fascinating story. Looking forward to hearing more about what you're doing. And Melissa Davey, thank you for taking time for us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.